before VWA, W4 DJW. Good morning, Steve.
you got just a minute to talk a little theory?
Yeah, I have a few minutes before I start work. I got to log in about the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Answer my question in very short order. I have a Comet CHA-250B antenna. It's a vertical with a load so that I can hit 80, 40, 20, and 10. And I measured it at the PL-259 this morning, and it gradually came down to like 1.9 ohms. But I also measured a couple of mobile antennas, one that is grounded to the body, one that is a mag mount, and they both measured open. Shouldn't I be measuring like 50 ohms on either antenna?
I'm thinking you should, but I'd have to double check that. So there's different kinds of resistance. I wonder if N4IQ is on. He's usually the one that I, Bill, he's usually the one that I hold those questions for because he's really, really good at that, understanding what kind of a ballon you need, if you need a ballon, what the resistance should be at what point. But I'm thinking it should be 50. That's what the radio should be at the frequency that you're transmitting at. Don't you? Didn't you get a rig expert antenna analyzer?
I did, but it will only do HF. And I'm taking a car over for repair this morning, and I did not have time to get my. I put my rig expert on that antenna before, and it's given me a SWR. Over the full range of less than 2. So as far as the rig expert and its readings, the Comet antenna is reading perfectly. But it will not measure VHF, UHF. It's HF only. So I don't know what I'm getting on the Diamond or on the... mobile antennas.
Okay, that's a difference. I thought you were talking about an HF antenna. So you're on a car antenna? I'm thinking 50 ohms. I got one around here. Let me measure one real quick and tell you what I'm getting on a known good one.
Hearing it at the PL-259 at the connector. So, you know, that's full coax and antenna.
And if N4IQ is listening, feel free to jump in, Bill, on W4DJW. I'm going to go check this one. I'll be right back, Steve. Yeah, the one I just checked is open. It's not reading any continuity at all.
Okay, so I know it's a different beast with a load on it, on that Comet, but I'm wondering why I shouldn't read an open on the Comet. It has a coil, okay, you know, to compensate for the 80 meter.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the difference in types of antennas that you're checking. But I know there's all kinds of types of antennas. Way to get a wire to resonate, and some of them, I think, like for example, if you think about a mystery antenna, the left side and the right side never touch each other. The ground side and the radiated side, or the driver never touch each other. Same thing with a Yagi. It would read open, but there's inductance between the driver and the driven elements that when you put a current on it, that's when it develops a resistance. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Kind of like in a transfer of a transformer. Yeah, I see where you're going. But I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense in my head of it. I won't say who, but he's put up an antenna, and it's reading wide open, and it is, I mean, the SWR is just off the scale, but it is still reading open also, and he's putting out his radials along the ground, But like I said, his SWR is out the roof. So we're trying to figure that one out. I'm probably going to have to go over and put my rig expert on it and see what happens. Just as soon as he finishes his radials out. By the way, how does this radio sound? This is my truck, and it should be performing very clear.
It is. That doesn't have that signature tone that's in there on the IC760. I can't remember that IC700 or whatever that was that you were using that had that tone in it. This one's completely full quieting, full scale, no issues.
And I just picked up a little Kenwood VM71 also, and it was 6 or 7 months old, and I'm going to be putting it in this other little vehicle that I'm having repaired, and hopefully it'll perform just as well. It's also a crossband. Oh, and it is also, and it says that it is capable of EchoLink. Now that, you and I are going to have to get our heads together on and let you look at it. Do you know anything about that? And watch our tone now. I don't want to hold you up.
Well, a couple of things there. One of the reasons we've shortened the squelch tail on this repeater is for EchoLink, but it's also for a lot of people are setting up crossband repeat. And with crossband repeat, you can't key up until the repeater drops. So this short squelch tail should help you when you get your crossband set up. It'll go a lot faster. You don't have to sit there and wait and wait and wait. It seems like forever when somebody unkeys when you're on crossband and you have to wait for it to drop to key up. Otherwise, if you key up too soon, it doesn't key up at all. So that's another reason for the short squelch tail is for people that have crossband repeat. And when they say EchoLink enabled on that radio, what that means is not that it by itself can be an EchoLink node. It's a far cry from that. What it means is it does two things. They have a set of cables that you can put on it that have an input and output audio and that have push-to-talk and core COR, which is squelch detection, are capable of being fed to a computer, and the computer running an EchoLink program can get you in on EchoLink. And that's all. That's it. Nothing. Well, there's one more thing. You can program DTMF tones to come out of it so that if there is an EchoLink repeater near you, you can program in a node that you want to connect to, and with just a couple button pushes, it'll send out the DTMF that'll make that connection for you instead of you having to push the buttons on the mic. So three things. It's got the cables that will enable you to use it with a computer. It's got the and the cables consist of audio and push-to-talk and core, audio in-out, push-to-talk and core, and it has DTMF tone automation, right? So you can generate a tone to connect to an EchoLink. It's not like you can. Then I thought that's all I could buy that radio, and that's all I would need, and I could get on EchoLink. But that is not the case. That just has some of the features that allows something that is EchoLink capable of using that radio to connect to EchoLink. Does that make sense?
Yep. I see where you're going with that. That could be interesting instead of having to, run it. Well, no, you still have to run it through the computer, so I don't know if that's all that valuable then. I was thinking possibly that I could talk to other EchoLink stations on the same repeater from that radio.
You can, but it's not exclusive to that radio. Right? You can do it on your Baofeng as well.
I did have a friend of mine check in with a on EchoLink to the repeater, and I was able to talk to him directly from Yaesu here in the truck.
Yeah, so it's technically what they're saying is true, but when it comes to real world and you go buy one just specifically for that, once you start implementing it, you find out it's a little bit disappointing. Still, it's kind of nice. There's some radios that don't do that at all, but most all radios that have a data port, you can do the exact same thing with it, except for the automated DTMF memory. And I think you'd get 10 memories. So you, like with that, when you press a series of buttons. You select the node number you want to connect to, and you press one more button, and it sends out those DTMF for you. You can do that with the mic as well.
All right. Well, that'll just be a little bit of icing on the cake that I'll probably never use. Yep. All right. Well, good enough. My friend, as always, you're so informative. You got the goods. Oh, by the way, I'm going to try to make it over to the meeting tonight and pay my dues. What are the dues for somebody like me? And don't say double.
It's 25. That's a good thing. No, it's double. It's $25, I think, a year.
So who would I see?
Whoever this year's secretary is, which it'd be best to ask Johnny who this year's secretary is. I haven't kept up with that.
Well, I'll just get there about 15 minutes early, 15, 20 minutes early, and seek them out. So I'll see you over there tonight. What kind of program we got going on?
I'm not sure. I think there's going to be some report on the progress that we made and, expected direction. I don't know that there's going to be a program. There might be one. I haven't kept up. I've had my head down, working on that repeater.
Just a progress report on that would be a program for me because, you're probably going to be giving details as to what's going on. And, shoot, man, I'll be learning from that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a question-answer session on that. Anybody that's got questions, and we'll try our best to give them answers.
Cool beans. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to get myself some sort of little microphone hanger, something in this vehicle, to where somebody's big butt doesn't sit down on the microphone again and embarrass themselves.
That is a good practice. That is the best practice. You'll see hams and you'll hear them on HF talking about that all the time. Get yourself a mic hanger. But it happens. It's real life. We live in real life.
I'm going to go punching holes in this brand new truck dash, to hang a mic.
I can relate to that. I just dump my mic in a cup holder, and that way I don't have to punch a hole in the dash or stick any sticky, double-sided sticky tape on the console or anything like that, that's going to be hard to get off later. That's probably not a good practice either, but that's the way I do it.
Yep. All right, well, listen, you get to it, big guy, and I sure appreciate your time this morning, and I'll see you over at the meeting tonight.
All right, good luck with it. And if you hear Bill in 4IQ on the radio, ask him how that works on that VHF, UHF, HF, and how, what kind of, I think a signal analyzer knows what to put on the line before it measures impedance, capacitance, and resistance. I've got one of those AIM 6400s or whatever it is that plots it out on the screen, and there's like 8 different components to a signal. And SWR is just one of them. Resistance is one of them. You get resistance at a certain capacitance and impedance. So it gets complicated. you can spend a whole lifetime, a whole career trying to figure all of that stuff out. Anyway, good talking to you, Steve. Be careful on the mobile. Catch you at the meeting this evening. W4DJW.
WK and 4VWA. Clear.